spiritual things don't always show up on a golden platter. Like sometimes they come to teach us. They show us who we are. And I'm like, if anything, if this person came to me and I feel so spiritually aligned, but it held up the biggest mirror to me for me to see every shadow, every flaw, everything that I myself needed to work on, every part of me that I needed to love that I wasn't loving. I didn't go through this whole healing and spiritual awakening until this situation happened. Now, what other catalyst can do that besides God?
You are now entering the sacred sanctuary.
So, you know, it's real. It's a real intricate, you know, space to be in, like coming from people who have, like, I'm a man with like a whole bunch of platonic, like, homegirls. Like, I got homegirls galore, and they all look good. They all beautiful. And it takes a very secure, like, individual to date me, but like also, in that same breath, I'm very communicative. Like, it's not a secret, you know? So, like, you could meet this person, you could talk to this person. Like, when you ask me, oh, who is this? I can tell you exactly who they are, how we met. Like, oh, we've been friends for this long. Like, I can kind of give you, like, some background so you feel comfortable and don't feel like, oh, like, now when you ask me and it's some smoke, I'm going to be like, all right, yeah, like, I'm gonna tell the truth, but then I know that I gotta handle business on the other end, and that's not always the best, like, it's not always, like, the best alternative, but it's like, now you gotta choose up, now you gotta choose up and be like, yo, do I wanna continue with this person, and, you know, really keep building, or do I wanna, like, you know, ruin this person, like, and not keep building, and that's not always an easy decision to make. But, you know, it's all about, like, your life and what you want for yourself. So you can't be thinking about, oh, this is going to hurt this person. Because, like, at the end of the day, you're still being honest. You're still being truthful. And, you know, motherfuckers will get over that. Build a bridge and get over it.
Right. So, I mean, I absolutely understand and know why my situations happened. It was just my point of attraction, because at this point, like I said, I'm hella aware and accountable. So in my experience, it was because I was attracting a certain type of guy, because I feel like we attract based on our wounding. And until we address that wounding, then that is when our scope changes as far as attraction goes. So for me, I was attracting more avoidant type men. And you just sent me a video. It was like, we put these labels and this mental health stuff. And I'm like, okay, what else am I calling? But I was attracting more avoidant type men. And that was coming from me feeling anxious. That was from me feeling like, you know, I needed to be validated, or I needed to be seen or heard, because that wasn't my experience growing up. So I was more classified as anxiously attached, or maybe I had some codependent tendencies. But it took a lot of self-awareness for me to get to that place to realize, like, okay, maybe they're not the problem. Maybe I'm the problem. It's me and what I'm attracting, because it's what I'm choosing. It's not like I have to change this person or this person is bad. No, this person is who they are. But if I'm attracted to this, what in me is attracting me to this type of person with this type of behavior? And if my experience continues to be the same, then I'm the common denominator in all of that. So it comes to a place where it's like, okay, so now it's on you to figure out what it is that you're attracted to in these people and what in you that you need to resolve. So now it's personal for me. So I think from this space, it's even harder for me to want to date somebody or to choose somebody, because I ain't taking nobody's shit. And it's hard to date when you ain't taking nobody's shit in 2025. I'm just saying, I'm not taking nobody's shit. It's like, soon as the first part of a red flag, come up, nope.
You know what? That sounds like the last person messing up with it. And it's always like that. It's a cycle. It's a cycle.
That shit. And, you know, you
gotta break the trauma. Break the trauma.
It's not even about the trauma part of it. I feel like it's just the awareness that I see what I've experienced, I see what I've dealt with, and I saw what happened when I ignored red flags. It's okay for me to have a boundary to where if you're going to come in and you're going to, this is what we say we're doing, this is what it is. Like, I don't got to play those games with nobody. I'm coming. Listen, it's no gray area with me. I'm either fucking with you the long way or you my friend. And when I say you my friend, you my dog, you my bro. And that's just it. Like, it's just we ain't crossing that line. But that's just, mm-hmm. I just come hard, and I don't know how to operate in a gray area. The gray area fucks me up.
And this is what I'm saying, and that's why. See, what you don't know how to do, you learn how to do. You got to do the hard parts first, so the rest become easy. That's Jesus. It. It's gonna keep recurring if you don't get to it. You got to get to it. This is the hard part. This is what I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn how to exist in the gray area.
What is the gray area? What am I supposed to accept? I'm not about to do is let somebody play with me. I'm just not about to let nobody play with me because I'm not one of them. I am not one of them.
you said, y'all mentioned earlier, casual date and all of this.
I'm not casually dating nobody. You can casually fuck off.
She said, crease up your doctors and put your plaid shirt on and get the fuck up out of here.
Listen, go put your Chelsea boots on. Put your Chelsea boots on. Nigga, come with the Chelsea boots on. You serious? He ready to be a husband. You got to meet me as a husband. I know I'm already a wife, so meet me as a husband. Like, please, put your Chelsea boots on, my nigga.
The pressure of it all, man.
Men don't date women because of what they got. Like, I mean, at least not a good man. A good man, like, you know, he's not dating you because you got three companies and you busy 60 hours a week and, you know, you got your homegirls and y'all go to brunch at least once every other week and, like, all that other shit. Like, niggas don't care about that. Like, we don't care. Like, but...
Okay, so what y'all care about?
We care about...
She's annoying. Like,
definitely does she bring me peace.
Yeah. Okay.
But also, like, does she hold me accountable? Does she, you know, can she help me build? Like, can we have conversations about how we can both be better or become better in whatever facet of life that is? Mm-hmm. And then also, like, you know, just like Q said, just the peace part, like. We don't, like, it's okay to have disagreements. We don't gotta agree with everything. But do you have the emotional intelligence to have a disagreement and it not be an argument?
Mm.
You know? Yeah. And also, like, when you have a view or an opinion on something, are you open to a different opinion that is not trying to sway your opinion or your decision to feel the way that you feel, but just to internalize what somebody else is feeling and be okay with what they feeling. Like, you know, like sometimes, like, you be like, oh, you feeling different than me? Then it's automatically like on 10, like, oh, bet. All right, cool. Like, this is what we on. All right. You know, like, you're not fucking with that. Like,
right.
And I think that it's definitely like important for you to be on the same page when it comes to those type of aspects, you know, of, you know, communication and being like on the same frequency emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and I mean, I'm not really one of those guys that's going to be like, oh, women is like this and women is like that. Cause I think that every woman is delicately different. Like, they all have different characteristics, different, you know, emotional makeups, like, different things that trigger them to make them feel a certain type of way. But I do feel like women wear their emotions on their sleeve, whether they feel like they do or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Like, you literally can tell when a woman is not feeling it. Like, I don't care. And, you know, women hate this, but when men see you in public and some random stranger be like, dang, baby, smile. Like, you, like, you get pissed. You be like, oh, what the fuck? Don't tell me to smile.
You in New York. That's a New York girl, like, all day.
That's my nigga. Like, you know what I mean? No, New York girl might throw hands at you for asking her to smile. fuck you thought, my nigga? Like, you know, like, just on your head top. But you know, I don't think that like it's always like one of those situations where men are trying to predict or make you feel like you have to be one way. I think also it's an entry point. Like, you know, like women talk about men not approaching them. I think that's like a big topic, and we probably have to have a whole episode for that. But like a lot of gorgeous, beautiful women be like, oh, all the men that I want don't approach me. Well, when you, as a sample size, see men approaching women and women responding a certain type of way or maybe not giving energy at all, you just start to feel like, okay, well, like as a hunter, like if I'm hunting and this way is not working for many men, including myself, then maybe I have to hunt a different way. So maybe I might be more reserved, and it don't mean that I'm not confident. It don't mean that I don't want you, but it means that I don't want to approach you. And one, your homegirls is in your ear like, oh, hey, get out of here. Like, we trying to have a good time. Like, or I'm trying to have a good time. Like, I'm not really trying to talk to nobody. I'm my homegirls, like, or whatever. And it's like only so many of those types of instances before a man's going to be like, all right, cool. I'm going to just wait and see if she give me a little notion. You know, she gave me a little notion, then I get some motion, and then, you know, that's it. It's it for me. Oh, man,
so you're waiting for her to apply pressure.
I'm not waiting for nobody to apply pressure, but I'm saying what I hear from, you know, a lot of men, you know, just colleagues, peers, different people when it comes to dating. Men are intimidated more so than ever to approach. I feel like men over their 50s, or they don't give a fuck. The era that they grew up in, they about to catcall you. They about to say all kinds of wild shit. You heard Donald Trump say he's gonna grab you by the, you know, he like, yo. And
that's crazy.
Low key, it's like maybe 15% of women that if you pull up like that, they gonna be like, oh shit, he say he gonna grab me by the what? Like, you know, god damn, he never had that happen to me before. So what would that be like?
Oh my god.
So, you know, like, I mean, you know, it's not a battle of the sexes, but I do think that, like, you know, you have to be cognizant of experience. And, you know, I think that's why the dating pool is extremely skewed right now, is because everybody's talking about an experience that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody is willing to really try. Everybody's afraid of rejection and afraid to fail. And
yeah,
so,
it's
and
scary.
After you, yeah, I mean, and you know, to your point, when you was like, "Yo, I'm done," you know, with the red. Like, if I see the red flags involved, so like now my shit is tight. Like now I'm like, I got boundaries, I got qualifications, I got qualifiers, I got prerequisites, I got a whole bunch of stuff you got to get through before you get to this point. And then when you get to that point, ain't no gray area. You know, it's like, yo, listen, like, it's like, oh yeah, we've been talking for 2 weeks. We go together. Like, now what? Now what, nigga?
Like, yeah, look,
I know, but like, everybody don't move. Everybody don't
move.
You have to
go through God to get to me. That's all I'm saying. God gonna have to come to me in my sleep and whisper in my ear, like, this the one right here. And I'm gonna be like, say less. But I need some type of divine ordinance or something to come through to show me, because, oh my God.
Yeah, it's, but you can't let your past experiences that were not good impact your present experiences.
Well, everything just blew up at one point, and it's like, what just happened? And not even to really be able to sit there and process the why or the how or just the feeling of it. Because, you know, you'll go through breakups and it's like, okay, cool. Well, you do what you got to do. You go through your grieving period. You go through your mourning period and you know, you dust it off. And for me, I feel like I started at the back of that. I just was like, okay, let me just go to work. Let me do what I got to do. But did I really process what happened? I was like, no, you just really sat there and normalized trauma. Like, that was crazy what you just went through. And I had to say that to myself. I couldn't wait for nobody to come say, you know, that's not normal, right? That you were, that's that you shouldn't have internalized that or made that like this was some normal thing. I shouldn't have to deal with that. But it's those situations that's like, I'm not going to make anybody pay for anybody's mistakes, but I want to make sure it's just me now. It's like, I allow that to happen, you know, but it's not even just that I allowed it to happen. It was like, I felt it, you know what I mean? So I know it's obviously not a one-sided thing, but to feel that and to have it in that manner, of course, I'm going to be a little bit more cautious with the next one, you know? It was not a bad relationship at all. Like, everything about it was special. It was just, you know, things happened to just show me, like, okay, you wasn't ready.
And that's okay. How long did you guys date?
For a year.
A year? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's valid.
Yeah.
I got no more follow-up questions after that, because a year is a lot of time.
It is.
And not a lot of time in a sense of, like, waste it, but it's a lot of time to get to know one individual and be consistent with that person.
When you go to church and you sitting there and the preacher preaching and you get the word and you get a feeling in your body, it could just be, it don't matter what he says, but at certain point, some scripture, some sermon, he says something and you get a word, you get a feeling in your body. And it's like, this feels spiritual. I don't know what this feels spiritual. That's the only way you can describe it. Some things are indescribable. Some relationships and some connections are going to be that. I don't feel like it's an everyday thing. This is the only time in my life it's ever happened to me. And I'm 36. So I've never experienced what I experienced in my last relationship. And we talked about this, but I've never experienced that before. So I know that it's something spiritual, but spiritual things don't always show up on a golden platter. Like, sometimes they come to teach us, they show us who we are. And I'm like, if anything, if this person came to me and I feel so spiritually aligned, but it held up the biggest mirror to me for me to see every shadow, every flaw, everything that I myself needed to work on, every part of me that I needed to love that I wasn't loving. I didn't go through this whole healing and spiritual awakening until this situation happened. Now, what other catalyst can do that besides God? If that's my only explanation to it, because I don't need no other explanation outside of that, because that woke up the God in me.
Shout out to Mary.